Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
What do you think the best possible car loan would be? What do you think the best rate would be? Do you think that might be zero interest? How about 24 or 36 months, same as cash? That might be a good deal. Sounds like it would be good for you. How is that good for the financial institution? Let's talk about some of those things. And we're going to focus today on just financing a car or a truck, a vehicle. The first thing you need to know is you finance everything you buy. Now, it's taken a long time for that to settle in. I've been practicing that for a long time in my own life. I've seen it play out. I've proved that it's correct. I've looked at it from all different directions, from the emotional, from the psychological, from the practical, from the math side, from what you would say the scientific side. Let's dig into that a little bit. You finance everything you buy. You either pay interest to somebody else because you borrowed money from them, or you give up the opportunity cost, the earnings that you would have earned if you invested the money in something. And there are no exceptions. Now, my mentor, Nelson Nash, who wrote Becoming Your Own Banker, The Infinite Banking Concept, said that people will never get control over their own finances. They will never create financial literacy in their own lives and in the lives of their children unless they get these basic fundamental principles. So let's start with that car example, truck example. You borrow $50,000 for a vehicle, and I know that's a modest number. Maybe it's too high. Put any number into it. It's not about the math. It's not about the rates. It's not about the science of it. It's getting the idea into your head so that you can rethink your thinking and recalibrate, reevaluate your thinking. So let's look at a six-year loan. It's a long time for a loan. The bank's going to charge you 6%. 6% might not even be doable nowadays. It might be higher than that. But let's say today the bank's going to charge you 6%. Your monthly payment for that truck or car is going to be $825 a month. At the end of 6 years, you've paid in $60,000. You've paid back the $50,000 you borrowed, and you paid about $10,000 in interest. Now, if you put that vehicle to use in business, you may get a deduction on the interest factor, okay? So you may get something coming back because of the interest tax credit or the tax deduction. So you're thinking the interest rate is 6%, and that's what it is. I'm going to make a case that it's costing you way more than that. While you're paying your hard-earned money that you paid taxes on, by the way, in most cases, back to the bank, you're not building up capital. You're not building up your capital account while the bank is replenishing and redeploying your capital to somebody else so that the bank can do it all over again. So where we say that I paid 6% on my car loan, I borrowed 50 and paid back 60. The bank is going to reinvest your 825 a month over that 6 years. And by the time they receive that whole capital sum back, if they didn't do anything else with it, they're going to have $70,000. Now we can go into a tangent here and say, you know, the bank is not really lending out or investing in you their own money. The cost to the bank is only the interest cost. What's the interest cost? Well, it's what banks pay their savers. A very popular, very well-known bank, which has about $1 trillion in savings deposits in a recent year, paid out about 1/3 of 1% on that $1 trillion in savings. 1/3 of 1%. And for all that money that they lent out, they earned back in 5.5%. It doesn't take a math genius to divide one third into 5.5 and learn that the bank made about 1,600% because they lent out money that wasn't theirs. And the only cost that they had was the interest that they had to pay to savers. That's a side note. It'll kind of fry your brain thinking about it. But in the meantime, when you drove that vehicle off the lot, you lost 40% or so. You may argue that you lost less. You may argue that you lost more. Doesn't matter. You lost something when you drove the vehicle off the lot. My concern here today is for your long-term financial health. That's one of my concerns for you. And in order to create that financial health, you've got to learn about how money works. You've got to learn about how inflation impacts you. And one of the most important things that you need to learn to overcome inflation is to have more money in an account that you control. Not having the greatest FICO score on the planet so that you can borrow more, but it's having more capital under your control. Now, let's say that you did get a tax deduction on that $10,000 that you paid out. So at the end of the period, the 6 years, you've got the salvage value of your vehicle. We'll just call it $15,000. Let's say maybe you held on to 30% of the value. And you had the paid receipts for making those payments, and maybe a few dollars in tax deduction. So in order to do that again, you don't need to learn anything new. You've done that all your life. That's kind of hardwired in the way that we finance vehicles. How about if you looked at a different scenario altogether and said, I want to start to build up capital? The first thing you have to start to practice is you want to account for every dollar that goes out of your system, that goes out of your life. What if you controlled an asset and you were able to control that asset and collateralize it and borrow against it? Now, we're going to talk about using life insurance in future episodes, but in the meantime, you could use an ordinary savings account. You collateralize that savings account and you're going to be able to control the interest factor. You control that life insurance policy, you're going to be able to control the interest factor because it's fixed. And you don't have to worry about 6%, 8%, 12% loans. So if you could get all the money back, now you're controlling the banking equation. So now at the end of 6 years, you're going to have the salvage value again of your vehicle. You'd have the $50,000 back in the account that you control. And maybe you'll have some growth, I hope. Maybe you'll have another $5,000 worth of growth. Now we're talking about having $70,000 in your account versus hardly having anything in your account doing it the first way. Now, the critics and the skeptics are going to say, you know, Joe, you're just kidding yourself because you're just paying yourself back with your own money. Well, who do you think you paid when you paid the bank back? You paid the bank back with your own money. What I'm talking about is who controls the money at the end of the 6 years? And who can continue to control the money when we finance car number two and car number three and car number four? Because if you're like most Americans, you're going to continue to drive for a long time. You're going to finance lots of cars or pay cash for lots of cars and lose control of that capital for all those cars. Which scenario do you like better? Having somebody else continue to control the banking function in your life? Or you're learning how to control the banking function and build up the capital? You've got to have capital built up. You got to have finances. You have to get used to building up capital and not worrying about the interest rate that that capital is going to earn. It's going to earn something, but that's not the biggest thing. Controlling the banking function in your life is something we call the infinite banking concept. He taught us that 20 some odd years ago. He came out with his book in 2001. It's worth reading. It's 95 pages. You can see that this is a major paradigm shift. Now, think about this. If you can get money back on your cars that you drive, Can you get money back on vacations? Can you get money back on tuitions? Can you get money back on weekends away? Can you get money back on building improvements for your business or your home? Now, think about the bank being available and lending you money. The bank continues to get better and better at what it does, and we continue to get better and better at the way we handle finances, which is we're improving that FICO score all the time. We're taking our money in and we're sending it directly into that mandatory spending account that we call checking. And we fight with everything within us not to keep money sitting in savings. And I use the word savings generically. If you start to understand the value of controlling capital, then you will want to build up your savings that would be commensurate with your desire and your ability to build net worth. The bigger your business grows, the more capital you need. The more capital you want to control, the lower your interest costs will be. Now, if you start to get the idea that you can pay yourself back and you can actually pay yourself back the cost of money plus profit, then you're going to start to understand, I absolutely want to pay myself back and I want to treat myself with the same respect from a financial point of view that I treat the bank. I certainly don't borrow money intending to be late on a payment. I certainly don't borrow money intending to go bankrupt in my company or my personal life. I intend to honor every commitment I ever make and pay the money back. Now, if that's the case, why wouldn't I want to pay myself back with interest? I know it's a foreign concept. It's counterintuitive, you might say. But once you start to get hold of this, you're going to enjoy the balances that are building up in your life. And maybe even as exciting or more exciting, you're going to enjoy teaching this to your kids, because the proof of this system is going to be in the third and fourth generation when our kids learn that they don't need to be dependent on banking institutions that control their lives. If we're getting decent education or decent skills, decent technical school education, we can go out and make a living. We don't need someone else to control our money and never allow us to learn how it's actually being done. So this is a first step. This is taking your life, your family, your business to first base, learning to control the capital, learning to control the first minor expenditure or investment or expense. You learn how to get the money back on cars, and you're going to want to expand your system. And we're here to help you with that. If you're interested in learning more, please follow me.
This is thepodcastfactory.com.